So, if you're anything like me, you went to school in an era before one-to-one device programs. Now, one-to-one is a program in schools where every student gets a connected device, meaning, an iPad or a Chromebook, to cite two popular examples. But when I was coming up, it was still decidedly non-digital. Sure, we could get in the computer lab and maybe have Mavis Beacon teach us how to type, or maybe take a trip on the Oregon Trail. But at the end of the day, we still did a lot of our work with pencil and paper, and our teachers used overhead projectors and chalkboards. Well, that era has passed, and today schools are implementing these one-to-one programs. But there are a lot of questions in how to implement these things. How do you distribute them? How do you collect them at the end of the school year? How do you repair them? What kind of agreements do you make with parents and with students on responsible use? I don't know the answers to any of these questions, but luckily last week I was taking my afternoon stroll through TCEA World Headquarters, and I found Dr. Roland Rios, member of the TCEA board, conducting a roundtable discussion at the TechSig Summit. Now, TechSig is TCEA's special interest group dedicated to technology coordinators. And of course, we can discuss that at the end of the episode, so stay tuned. But I was intrigued by this discussion, so Dr. Rios invited me to listen in. I'm going to share that with you in this week's meeting of the EdTech Club. We are delving in to one-to-one device management and hopefully answering some of your burning questions. And we'll see some of the differences between schools and campuses and districts of different sizes and how those questions might inform how we do this one-to-one management. So that's what we're talking about in this week's meeting of the EdTech Club, and it all starts right now. Hey there, folks. I'm Andrew Rausch. Thanks for joining us for another meeting of the EdTech Club. And as I said, we're jumping into one-to-one device management this week. So sit back, relax, and sit in on this roundtable discussion. Oh, and one more note, since this is us sitting in on a roundtable discussion, kind of as the flies on the wall, well, it's not going to quite have that crisp studio sound you're used to on the EdTech Club, but I promise, stick with it, and it will be worth it. So without further ado, here's our discussion all about one-to-one device management. So first, Dr. Rios described his one-to-one program at Fort Sam Houston ISD. And then he had everyone go around, introduce themselves, and talk about their campuses. That's where we'll start.
My name's Caitlin Church, Wilson ISD. We're a school about 150 up near Lubbock. And we're kind of like your sixth grade model. Every classroom has a set of Chromebooks, and as the students move, they just grab their said Chromebook out of that cabinet. If they do need to take Chromebook home, they go to the library and check one out like it would be a like they check out a book. And that works for us because we're a very rural district with very low socioeconomic students who don't have access to high-speed internet just from the word go, so.
Debbie Leshbrum with Thorndale ISD. We are also a small district. We are true one-to-one, 6 through 12. We also have the same problem. A lot of our kiddos don't have the high-speed internet, so we have. We got last year through the technology lending grant, we got hotspots. Also with that, it gave a $200 discount on up to 25 Chromebooks. So with those Chromebooks, well, we actually took some older Chromebooks, put those in the classrooms to be checked out with the hotspots.
Kevin Terry with Milano ISD. We are actually down the road from Thorndale. It's another small school. About 430 kids, or even smaller. We're actually one-to-one with iPads pre-K through 12. Pre-K through 5 actually stay at school, and 6 through 12 take them home. We also did a tech lending grant, got a lot of iPads in the hotspots. We had the issue with the hotspots where the kids didn't want to bring them back because we just had regular Verizon and AT&T, and when we switched to Khajiit, which is filtered at home, then all of a sudden they can't stream their Xbox and everything through it.
So they're ready to bring those suckers
back.
They
don't want to use it for homework, so we haven't had an issue with checkouts.
Brenda McDonald, Anderson Shiro, CIC. We're working on a one-to-one program, and so I have a lot of questions. We are 3 through 5, one-to-one in the classroom. Each kid, you know, has a room. Starting with sixth graders. Sixth graders got their one-to-one Chromebook last year. They take it home at night, bring it back. So they got their same Chromebook back as seventh graders. We're now in the process of getting the sixth and eighth grade Chromebooks out to them. So our junior high will be one-to-one, and then our plan is to add a grade level each year.
Treatment New Caney ISD, we're at the same model you have, so K2, K5 is one-to-one and stays in the classroom, and then 6 through 12, it's true, they take it home with them 24-7.
Tom McGuire, Clyde ISD, we are not a one-to-one. We have more carts in the classroom. There's issues with that. It seems like the kids don't have ownership of those devices, so I see more damage from the kids, and then it hurts 6 other kids or 7 other kids throughout the day. I don't know if we're going to continue or not. I know we're continually adding more Chromebooks, but it may end up being more of a classroom model.
Donald Gordon, Hills ISD. We are 8th grade to 12 one-to-one Chromebooks. We're kind of a hybrid below that with Chromebooks and iPads. We did 8th grade was the first year we did one-to-one last year. They took them home. We had probably 40 to 50% breakage. So this year, they're still one-to-one, but they are not taking them home. We realized that most of the breakages was at home.
Marcus Martinez, Calvin County ISD. We are a one-to-one district with Chromebooks. We do have our 9th through 12th grade take-home Chromebooks. Our 6th through 8th grade, we do an in-house one-to-one where they check them out. They check the same one out daily, but they don't take them home. We did do one-to-one previous couple, maybe 2 years ago, but there was discipline issues. We had discipline issues with the junior high kids not bringing their Chromebooks. Of course, that was a classroom management issue, but it just became overwhelming. So we went to in-house one-to-one with the junior high Chromebooks. So they start their first 10 minutes of the day. They check out their Chromebooks. Teacher, now this puts it back on the teacher. The teacher has the inventory and the assigned Chromebook for each student. So the teacher has to verify that that student has the right Chromebook. And then at the end of the day, or if they leave on a field trip or a football game, basketball game, they return it to the front office. The front office student worker takes it back to the classroom.
Now, a big topic in this discussion was the agreements that students and parents make to use these devices. There are acceptable use policies, or AUPs. Some campuses might let you BYOD, or bring your own device.
We've got our AUP in our handbook, but specifically for the Chromebooks, we send home a form, or actually it's on registration night at the beginning of the year, parents actually sign saying that they understand their student or their child is responsible for any intentional damage or loss of Chromebook because they are to stay in the classroom on campus. So if it's intentional damage, they are held responsible for up to 30% of the value of that Chromebook. If it's lost, they're responsible for the full value.
There can also be opt-out options for parents, though most parents who understand the uses of the devices allow their students to participate.
We've had one or two parents that but they'll come up, the principal's really good, and say, you know, we use it for this, this, and this, they're going to miss out on this, and then usually by the end of the conversation, they're okay with it.
Yeah.
When it comes to the devices themselves, distribution can vary wildly, especially based on campus size, the number and size of grade levels participating, and more. And it's that factor, grade level, that proved to be the most common method of parceling out devices in the first few weeks of school.
We do the same thing with during registration. We try to knock out per grade level, and then but till this, you know, we still have kids coming in and saying, "Oh, here's my $25 I have with Chromebook," and so it's still going on, but they're tricking.
Now, it's a fact known to everyone in education that the end of the school year can be chaotic. So, What do you do when it comes to planning to collect, inspect, inventory, and store a school full of devices?
Last year, it was 2 weeks before school ended.
Wow.
Well, because the last week is all exams, so we can't pull them out of exams to collect. And if I don't start, if I started the week before, then I can't pull them out of exams to find out where they were. The seniors are off the entire last week because of senior week, so I've got to get them in there. So I want to say it was like the Friday before, you know, we had these 2 weeks of school at the end, it was the Friday before. So I told them, you're going to have 2 weeks, I think it was really 8 days or something, without Chromebooks. But I told them that in January.
Eighth graders, they go on their last field trip of the year, so we have to turn those in before they go on the field trip or before they walk for, I would say picking up is harder than distributing by far.
Okay, but of course, students aren't the only ones affected by one-to-one programs. Teachers are often assigned devices too, and they have to change the way they work, the way they teach based on these programs. And I learned that for some teachers, the first concern in switching was access to the traditional toolkit of the modern professional, Microsoft Office.
Their first concern was Office. So we had partnered with ClassLink a couple of years ago. Well, ClassLink offers a online version of Office, Excel, PowerPoint, and Word. So we sold that to the teachers, and they were like, okay, we'll do it. You know, they, of course, there were a few reluctant teachers, and to this day, they're still reluctant because they want their Windows PC in there, in front of them. But so far, you know, it's been good. You know, our work orders have gone down tremendously for that campus. And I have that in Eduphoria through our work order system. And I printed out the report for the board and our superintendent. And they were like, since you switched, you know, you went off of the, you did away with the Windows computers. And I said, yeah, this is, these are facts right here.
At one point, the discussion turned to the question of whether one-to-one devices could graduate with their students. That is, could students keep them, or buy them at a reduced cost, or even get a newer model upon graduation?
Our superintendent, I don't know if anybody else does this, but he wanted to give the seniors an option to purchase their Chromebook at a, you know, not for the full price, but for at least participated in the past 4 years in the one-to-one.
One of the considerations touched on was one-to-one device distribution. If students keep the same device for all 4 years of high school, would they even want it 4 years later? Dr. Rios explains how it works in his district.
These are the newest Chromebooks we have. They're the most expensive. They're the nicest ones. And the kids that I trust with these are juniors and seniors. So they tend to get the newer ones. They don't get their same Chromebooks every year. They give them all back, and they get brand new ones the next year.
See, with us doing a classroom one-to-one model, I've pretty much told my teachers, you're responsible for your set of Chromebooks in your classroom. And before you can leave for the summer, I've got to have a Google form filled out that has all of your asset numbers for all of your computer equipment turned in to us. And the moment I get that, I can sign off on your checkout form, and then you can go get whoever's signature you need, and they're gone.
So this discussion was all part of the 2019 Tech SIG Summit hosted here at TCEA. Now, Tech SIG is the special interest group, that's the SIG, for technology coordinators. It's been around since 1989, and it's a great means for technology coordinators, instructional technology leaders, and all sorts of IT administrators to come together and share ideas, just like we did in this session. So, if you want to learn more about TechSIG or you want to become a member, go to tcea.org/membership, go to special interest groups, and take a look at the offerings there. By the way, I'm not going to let you get away without homework this week, because in the show notes at tcea.org/edtechclub or in your podcast player, you can find links to all sorts of helpful sites and articles all about one-to-one device management. So after you get out of this meeting, make sure you go through those resources and see what you can learn from them. And if you want to earn a little extra credit, don't forget to like, subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Get in touch with TCEA using your favorite social media application, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and more. And of course, don't forget to send your feedback and your questions about one-to-one device management to podcast@tcea.org. Of course, that's a great way to generally get in touch with us. So that's it. That's all the time we have for this week's meeting, but I appreciate y'all sitting in on this roundtable discussion. We hope you learned something, and if you still have questions, don't forget to get in touch. Otherwise, we will see you for another meeting of the EdTech Club next week. Until then, I'm Andrew Rausch. Thanks for being a part of the club. EdTech Club is a production of TCEA. To learn more and to join, go to tcea.org.